Welcome. Welcome to the Healing School. Praise the Lord. Good to have all of you. I would like to start out today with just a little tiny testimony. Something happened to me this week. It's amazing. Of course, you know, I realize that, and some of you know, that these CDs and DVDs we have over 400 different teachings, and we send those out to the tune of basically a 10,000 a week. You know, there's about 10,000 a week leaves this place that goes somewhere in the world every week. That's a lot of CDs and DVDs, you know it, girl? That's a bunch, but you never know where all they go. But anyway, I was building me a barn this last week to store some of my equipment in, and I wanted to get it done before I go to Norway, because Monday we leave here for Norway, and we're going to go to Norway, and I'm going to teach two times a day, in the morning a couple of hours, in the evening up to 3 hours on television. That's about 5 hours a day of teaching, 8 days in a row. And I wanted to get this done before I leave to go over there. Now, you know, there's not many long-winded preachers can preach or teach 5 hours a day, but I can. I can teach you God's Word because He anointed me with a free gift to do it. But anyway, I wanted to get the order of the material. I had to call the place where I was buying the material, and their main plant's in Ballinger, Texas. And that's where they make it. Well, if I went out to Ballinger to get it, I could get it the next day. And so we did. We went out there. When we walked into the place, I walked in. There's a little young lady behind this desk there, and I told her, I said, I come to pick up an order. And she said, what's your name? I said, Scrivener. And she goes down to it. She said, from Argyle? I said, yes, ma'am, that's me. So she gives me a form, says, go drive through the big building, get loaded up, and then come back around. So I went and loaded up, and I came back around. And when I walked in, I'm standing there and talking to her. And as I'm talking, she's writing out my order, and she says, that voice. I know that voice. She said, Scrivener, are you Thurman Scrivener? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I listened to you hundreds of hours. Said, I got saved last January. I was a Catholic, and I have listened to your teachings hundreds of hours since, and said, you've changed my life forever. And then another little girl walked in, and as she walked in, she looked up and she said, Thurman Scrivener, can I touch you? I said, well, of course, honey, I'll shake hands with you. I said, what's it? She said, I come to one of your healing schools, and I had bad eyes, and God healed my eyes. I don't have to have glasses no more. There I was way off out in Ballinger, Texas, a little tiny town. And in the place of business I go, and I run into two young ladies that our teachings have changed their life forever. And one of them has been here and got her eyes healed so she don't have to wear glasses anymore. I didn't even know that. You know, I wonder, I'm just like the young lady from Nevada, Las Vegas, I believe it was, the last healing school that drove here from Las Vegas. And of course, just before she got here, right over in the edge of Fort Worth, she was driving 70. She thought the speed limit was still 70, and it slowed down to 55, and she got a ticket. And so when she went to see the judge to pay it, she said, I come here for a special purpose. He said, what are you doing here from Las Vegas? She said, I came here for a special purpose. I came to go to a healing school. And he said, healing school? Who teaches it? She said, Thurman Scrivener. He said, I know the guy. I listened to him on GLC, and I got healed listening to him on GLC. Isn't that amazing? See, you just don't know what God's doing. But in the thing about it is, what do I do that's unique? I teach the Word of God, just exactly like it's written. And now then, to start off with today, I want to put a scripture on the board, and I want you to see this. I want you to see what heals people. Psalms 107, verse 20. I want you to see what heals people. Psalms 107. Now, God put this in His Word, and if He put this in His Word, look what He says. He spoke, and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. God spoke. Put it up there on the King James also, Dave. put that up there on the King James. That's the NLT right there, the New Living Translation. But the King James says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So how does God heal you? His word. His word. You hear His word, and when you hear His word and you believe His word and stand on His word, I mean, through all the devastation that comes. And of course, sometimes it's real simple to get healed. Like the young lady out there at Ballinger, she told me a testimony. She said, you know, after I've been listening to all these wonderful things that you're telling me, and I'm researching them, and they all are in the Word of God, but she said, personally, I had never seen a miracle. I had never seen what I call a healing. But she said, I have an 8-year-old son, and she said, she done something, and I forget how she did it, but she cut her hand real bad, and the blood was just running out of her hand. And she said she grabbed it to keep the blood from running out, and said about that time her 8-year-old son walked in, and she didn't want him to see all the blood running out of her hand. So she answered his question and got him on his way, and as he did, she said, Lord, I really need for you to do something wonderful for me. I need you to heal me. And she quoted a scripture or two, and what little knowledge she had about God. Just think, she's a brand new Christian. She's only become a Christian now last January. So she's fairly brand new. So, you know, God's a little more understanding with some of His brand new children. You know, now if you've been around being a Christian for 20, 30, 40 years, you may have a little more trouble for the simple reason God expects you to know more. And some of us don't, but she was brand new. So she said, after she asked God to do something wonderful for her and her son got out of the way, she said, well, now I need to go over to the faucet and wash this off right quick. And she said, I went over to the faucet, tucked my hand off to turn the faucet on, looked down, there was nothing but a scratch on my hand. He had already healed it. Is God good? He is awesomely good. And so that little miracle lit her fire. In other words, when you see God do something one time, you ain't never the same after that, are you, brother? You know, when you really get to see Him do something that's supernatural, you know, you can't never be the same. Well, let me tell you, God is a mighty God, and He can do great and wonderful things. And He sent His word and healed them. Now then, I'm debating on where to start today. But I think I'm going to start in Psalms 1, the first 6 verses. Of course, there's only 6 verses. But I want to start in Psalms 1, and I want to show you something we need to realize as the church, the body of Christ. Now, to me, it doesn't make any difference what kind of a denomination you are. If you're nothing, you know, non-denominational like me, I was raised a Baptist. But, you got to be raised somewhere, right? And so, you know, I was raised a Baptist because Mom and Dad were Baptists. That's why I went to a Baptist church. And I run in just like that little girl out there. She was a Catholic because her mom and dad were Catholic. And, you know, and that's usually the way it is. If your mom and dad were Pentecostal, you were Pentecostal. You know, if they were Methodist, you were Methodist. And so, but God doesn't hold that against us. Praise the Lord. He just believes, He just accepts faith. So here's some of the things that we have to do if we want to see God do wonderful things. He says here, blessed is the man. Now, do you want to be blessed of God? Everybody I know wants to be blessed of God. But the majority of people on the earth are not blessed. And did you know some people tell me they're blessed and they can't pay their rent? They can't pay their electric bill? They're sick. Their kids are sick. But they say, I'm blessed. Your interpretation of blessed and my interpretation of blessed is two different things. Now then, if I'm well and I'm healthy and my kids are all well, my grandbabies are all well, and we're all able to run and play and all my bills are paid and I got a little money in my back pocket, I don't have to beg and borrow from somebody to buy money for groceries. You know, if I'm in good shape and if I need something, you know, and it's available to me. In other words, if something comes up and I have an extra expense of a couple of $100, and I think, well, that's no problem. I got a couple of $100 in the bank. I can just write a check and take care of that. To me, that's being blessed. You know, now, if I have to borrow or I get to the end of every month and I don't have enough money to make it through the month, if I'm a Christian, there's something I'm not doing right. Do y'all know that? You know, now, I will have to share with you right here. I was a Christian, and years ago when I was flying for a living, now some of you will be able to associate with this. Here I am, an airline pilot flying a DC-8 all over the world. And if those of you that don't know, they pay pretty well. You know, pretty good money. That's one of the best jobs I ever had. The easiest job I ever had, you know, and paid the most money anything I ever had. And I got more time off than any other job I ever had in my life. But I got laid off. I went on a trip from San Francisco to Guam. I mean, to Honolulu, to Guam, to Vietnam, back to Tokyo, and then back up to over the Aleutian chain and back to Alaska and back down to San Francisco. And when I got in from that trip, about an 11-day trip, I was furloughed. I was laid off. I had no money in my pocket and no money in the bank. Now you think, how in the world can a guy make that much money and have no money in the bank and none in his pocket? Well, you're foolish. That's what. You spend it faster than you make it. Now, some of y'all are laughing like y'all might have done some of these things before. I hope none of y'all ever done these dumb things besides me. But I did. When I got home, my wife, when she learned about it, she was in tears. She said, what are we going to do? We don't have enough money to make next month's house payment. You know, that's not exactly being blessed, is it? Well, see, what had I been doing wrong? I got all this money coming in, and I'm spending it foolishly. I'm not investing. I'm not saving. I'm just spending. And a lot of the stuff I spent for is things I didn't need. Now, I know none of y'all ever spent money for things you didn't need. But I have. You know, like I said, for men, I don't know about you girls, but I think I do. The only difference between a man and a boy is the price of his toys. You know, so a man, instead of buying a little truck to play with, he goes out and buys him a great big fancy one, you know, that's way beyond what he really needed. He could have got by with a lot less, but he wanted that big truck.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.